Guardians beat the Yankees in 12, longest game of the baseball season this year, over 4 hours. Cleveland scored 6 runs in that 12th. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge homered early. Judge did add a double late in this game. Soto was asked afterwards, aside from you and Aaron, why doesn't the team hit?
I'll say it's just part of the game. They have a really good pitching staff coming out of the bullpen. They did a pretty good job to settle down and making good pitches.
And then the follow-up, all right, so the bullpen's good. Well, how tough are they?
It's not easy at all because, you know, they are good, but it is what it is. Sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to fail.
That's true, and they did fail last night. They're now 73-53 as they fall a half game behind Baltimore for first place. You've got Nestor Cortes making the start tonight. Coverage on The Fan at 6:25. Also from last night, John Sterling was back in the booth.
Pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep right center field. Back goes Soto and Judge, and she's gone. Into the right center field Yankee bullpen.
And so a home run there for Cleveland, and it brings up the idea of what if. What would have been? We've got a couple of new Yankees here. Remember Brandon trying to figure out the Alex Verdugo home run call?
Yeah.
They've got a new player in Jazz Chisholm, of course. So Michael Cañes did ask him what a lot of the fans have asked.
What would John's home run call have been for Jazz Chisholm?
Hold on. Do anybody have any idea where he's going here?
And all that jazz.
Okay.
Yeah, like soothe jazz. Smooth jazz.
Well, that's what Ricky does.
Yes, I know.
What about Verdugo?
He didn't have one for Verdugo?
No, he never called a Verdugo home run.
Huh. Verdugo.
Verdugo.
Gone.
This is what I say to you.
There you go.
Okay, well, here is your answer.
What would John's home run call have been for Jazz Chisholm? He's not playing today, so it's not like you're giving it away.
No, that's right. Well, it certainly would have involved Chicago and all that jazz.
Right.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And I have one for Verdugo that I can't do because I hit on his name, Madugi.
Right.
I'm going to say Doogie Delivers.
Nice.
Doogie Delivers.
I guess that's his nickname.
I know. I don't like it, though.
Yeah. Just a classic alliteration spot. That was it.
I was a little disappointed in that one, but that's
Jazz Jism.
You could just call him that, I suppose. A Jism for Chisholm. I could do that too. You never know. All right. As for the Mets, let's get to their disaster. Now I'm going to play a long because we heard Howie with that disaster of a play in the ninth inning last hour. This is how it sounded on Mason TV with the Oriole announcers. 35 seconds.
Shot the other way in the left. Nimmo got a great jump, and it's off his glove. It kicks behind him. It's sitting behind the tarp. Mullins will come in to score. And then Young throws down a third, throws it away. It's off the tarp, backed up by Nimmo. Here comes Mountcastle. He scores. Throw to third, not in time. It's an absolute mess.
And they're going to go home.
Two-run score on a little lead play full of wild throws and boneheaded mistakes, and the Orioles get two back. M-E-T-S mess. It's 9-5.
Go kick their ass today.
That was a little
But that's so true, though.
I know.